This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of July 2020. Ignitions are turning. The Hanged Man is coming down from the tree. Clouds and maybe crowds are dispersing. Movement is beginning. Sort of. Life is still intense, but July breaks the mood of the past few months and, importantly, the standstills we've all been experiencing. It winds down years of structural collapse and rebuilding with moments of targeted action and healing amid the cleanup and closures. The vibe remains heavy on retrospection, introspection, and do-overs. Communication, at least, is heading into straightforwardness and accuracy, if still on the emotional side. Closing doors. The month's big event comes at the outset. The Capricorn full moon on July 5th. It's a lunar eclipse that packs a far-reaching wallop. It ends the Cancer-Capricorn eclipse cycle of the past 2.5 years. It's the final escalation and era ending in this process of rebooting and resetting the role and definition of home, family, security, government, and institutions. The finality isn't immediate, of course, for two big reasons. The eclipse will play out into the fall, for one. As it does, the other big reason will also be in play. The areas affected by the eclipse have been getting a workover all year by cosmic titans Saturn, karma, rules and the way we were, Jupiter, bigger is better, and Pluto, resistance is futile, lord of death and rebirth. Jupiter and Pluto are still at work and won't be done with amplifying and intensifying until their final exact conjunction in November. Adding to the event's power, the eclipse has massive collective implications because it falls on the United States sun. Events around the solstice, solar eclipse, play a role personally and collectively because it occurred with retrograde Mercury at the degree where the lunar eclipse is now taking place. He crosses that degree again July 26th and 27th. As they say, watch this space. Retrorama Redux. The retrograde vibe is still with us, with 5 planets backtracking at the month's start. Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. The combined impact continues the push for inner exploration and for encountering matters from the past we might have assumed were long dead and buried. Jupiter and Pluto are particularly behind such discoveries. The pair is barely separating from its second exact conjunction at the end of June and travels so closely together all month as to operate as a unit. Look at the metaphoric debris that they've dredged up since April and particularly during June. The next 3 or 4 months are an appropriate time for examining it and considering what you want to do about it. By the pair's final meeting in November, it'll be time to implement what you've decided. Their review process gets an assist and added seriousness from Saturn, lord of karma and planet of rule structure, the status quo, and adulting. On July 2nd, he's retrograding back into his home turf of Capricorn until the middle of December. He's been in Aquarius since March 12th. And his foray coincided with stark and unavoidable disruptions and separations in our daily lives and communities, not to mention so much of work, socializing, and entertainment going online. Watch for those issues to recede as he puts us through reckoning and cleanup work with his return to Capricorn. His final pass through Capricorn will ultimately take him over the degrees of Jupiter and Pluto's conjunctions. The first weeks of his return promise heavy lessons and work, as well as pushes to restore something resembling order, likely with a side order of karma. Certain aspects of the retrograde vibe do lift midway through the month. Misperceptions, confusion, and misunderstandings become less prominent after Mercury stations direct July 12th. The abating takes a few days, though, since the direct station comes with the escapism of the sun trining Dreamweaver Neptune. The trine could have us making allowances, or seeing people at their best, or simply not caring for the moment. It holds the potential for a sense of higher purpose and a renewal of faith. Mercury's in Cancer into August, so our minds are not yet drying out. Communication remains tender, sensitive, and sentimental. Tissue alert, we're processing information through our emotions and sometimes taking it personally. We're expressing emotions and weeping without warning. Keep the end of the month on your radar. He returns on July 27th to the degree he occupied at his retrograde station June 18, as well as the June solstice and Cancer new moon. Whatever hits the news and your mind in late July connects to conversations and disclosures from those earlier dates. Get ready to play Connect the Dots. More to the story is coming. Lots more. Go, go, gadget. While we're exploring inner realms in the past, fiery forces are igniting and pushing us forward. Mars, planet of push, has entered his home sign of Aries and is in a combustible mode for the remainder of the year. The difference in his demeanor is impossible to ignore. And why would we want to? He's spurring action, finally, when we've been living in suspense. A shoving match with Mercury forces out communication and emotions and simultaneously demands putting words into action on July 8. The impulses carry into confrontations, lone ranger acts, and releases of anger and aggression that deliver long-needed healing when Mars meets Chiron July 11. The wounded or toxic masculine will be acting out. Be forewarned. The events during this stretch propel Mercury into his direct station, so quick clearing is possible, which could, of course, take place primarily inside you. Processing. The second half of the month is rife with processing and digesting the personal ramifications of the past 3 months. We're staring down systemic collapse and intense evolutionary change, both personal and collective, when the Sun opposes Jupiter and Pluto, July 14th and 15th. That blossoms into confronting restrictions, authority figures, and dying ways of life. As the year's second Cancer new moon opposes Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto on July 20th, the event crystallizes a standoff between the patriarchy and feminine power. The harsh, emotionally disconnected impact of that trio provides a counterpoint to a renewed expression of nurturing and perhaps a launching pad for it as well. Energy levels rise again when the Sun enters Leo July 22nd. A window opens that same day between the rulers of the earthly mind and its higher counterpart, Mercury and Uranus. Calling it looking outside the box undersells the potential of this pair's teamwork. Turn the box inside out. Even better, blow it up to unleash liberating epiphanies and innovative approaches with real-world applicability and value, including of the take-it-to-the-bank variety. As July ends, the sky's the limit, and then some. Boundless Jupiter creates an opportunity with even more boundless Neptune, July 27, offering vision, optimism, and extraordinary reality-defying faith, which could also take the form of hoo-ha of the highest magnitude. Remember that Mercury is coming back around to his direct station degree at this time. Disclosures and information could be heaven sent, and the cosmic fog machine could be working on overdrive as well. The otherworldly impact is in the air, in our thoughts and conversations, in the songs that pop up in playlists and feeds. Pumped up by an opposition to Jupiter, cosmic messenger Mercury is in an open current with Neptune, filling us with inspiration, awe, and some sorely needed escapist magic. With Venus in an adjustment aspect with Jupiter and Pluto, we're tweaking relationships and values. A mini vacation might be just what we need, heart and soul. learn what the Cancer Capricorn eclipses have been bringing us personally and collectively in my talk about the eclipses available at my shop at empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also get my solstice talk for an overview of what the next 6 months are bringing. Sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, lively discussion on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. You'll also find me on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.